I'm sure you're quite surprised. The promise was to come on Tuesday, but we're here for a very good reason. Now, Pastor Chikuni and I have a very important assignment to bring your way, divided into two parts. The first part is to guide you concerning how you can sow your seed in this critical and sensitive moment. These 5 days were given by the prophet. Now remember, he said if it's 7 days, we're already a bit too late. So we're trying to keep it within the 5 day margin. That's part one of the assignment. Now part two is because of your response after Sunday, when the prophet gave us the instruction, this special divine instruction, to sow seeds within this week. Many of you sent messages with pleads, asking the prophet for a special request. And so we felt the burden of that request, both Pastor Chikuni and I. And we asked for an opportunity this morning, Monday morning, to speak to the prophet concerning your pleas and to forward your comments that came through our social media platforms and to the emails that we have available for you to communicate with us. And so in a short while, we'll be tackling those two very important issues. But before we do that, we want to take about 2 minutes where we can test our levels, make sure that the audio is okay, make sure that the video is clear. We apologize because on Sunday we had a technical challenge at the beginning of our broadcast. But we are hoping that today things are a bit better. So we'll be monitoring your comments, checking if the numbers get to a stable number. We will then deliver the assignment that we have to deliver for you this very special evening. Like I said, I'm with Pastor Chikuni. Shalom, man of God.
Always good to be here, Pastor Koran.
We are in a very critical time, a sowing season. And already we have about 1.6 people watching, and we expect those numbers to increase. People are eager to want to understand, firstly, how they must sow, and secondly, to have a response, to hear the response of the prophet concerning the matters they raised from Sunday after the service to this morning, Monday. And man of God, we've had an overwhelming response from
amazing people,
concerning this particular service.
The response has been amazing, Pastor Koran, and it's very important that I highlight one or two issues before we actually get into the main program.
Yes.
We must understand that such an opportunity is very rare. We have a man that God has chosen in our time, in our season.
Yes.
The voice prophet Emmanuel Makandiwa. And it has taken us a while to get this opportunity to sow into his life.
Yes.
We used to have what we called the blessed day. But that opportunity was taken away from us 5 years ago or 4 years ago. And now he has given us that opportunity. It's a chance of a lifetime. It's an opportunity that goes beyond what we have ever imagined, especially in this season.
Yes.
Why now?
Yes.
Why from him directly? You must understand who it is that you are sowing into. Whose life it is that you're sowing into, and
yes.
What it is that you are sowing. Two things. You get either get blessed,
right,
or I will not mention the other side of it. But it's very important to assess who it is that you're giving. Scripture talks about he who gives to a prophet receives a prophet's reward.
And we're going to get into a bit of that. He who gives to the prophet. And there are certain nuances, and there's a certain way we heard our Father yesterday that I think is important for us to share with the viewers that are watching us live right now. Thank you for watching. The numbers, and they're increasing. We'd like to let you know that the service today is going to be very special in the sense that unique, in fact, in the sense that it's an interactive platform.
Exactly.
You know that
exactly.
Seldom do we come or have an opportunity where we read your comments out loud and get your feedback. So we'd like to say a warm welcome to Tendi Makomo, who's saying, good evening, pastors, Christ TV and Oral Plus. Thank you. Thank you so much, Tendi. We're seeing your comments here. Paolo Marvel, who's saying, marvelous evening and shalom. Thank you so much for joining us. Please do let us know where you're watching us from, which country you are connecting with us from
right now.
That's very important.
Piggy Mukwavo saying, Shalom. Thank you so much. Faith Nyamkapa. Thank you. Saying, Shalom, pastors. Good evening, Christ TV and the Real Plus teams. Who else do we have, Pastor?
Lillian Joe saying, evening, pastors. It's always good to be talking to you guys. Kembo Raphael, Shalom. Nicholas BC connected, watching from Zambia. Wow. We also have people watching from Zambia.
That's wonderful.
Florence Makungurei, Shalom. Jacob Kalunje, Shalom, connected from Malawi. Wow, also wonderful to have people watching us all the way from Malawi.
Indeed.
It's wonderful. Simbi Surprise, Shalom, pastors, greetings from Germany. And T. Grace, Shalom, good evening, pastors, connected from Gwerum Koba. Wow.
We have Lesh Isaacs saying, thank you so much for your dedication and excellence from Canada. Thank you so much, Lesh. We appreciate that. Simbi Surprise coming through saying, Shalom, pastors, greetings from Germany. Thank you so much. We've got a wide array, South Africa as well, coming through. Fabian Cons. Now, we're seeing that our numbers have stabilized now. Would like to encourage you to sow your seeds. Now, many of you have had questions concerning, how do I sow my seed? What are the banking details? And so feel free to ask any question pertaining to the opportunity we received yesterday during the service from the prophet to sow our seeds. Any question that you may have, any, if you want,
contributions,
exactly,
as well.
Contributions as well, please do send them on this platform. We'll ask the production team as well. They'll let us know if there are particular comments and questions that we've missed. We want to address as many questions concerning this particular opportunity as possible. So straight away, we're going to get into the options available, the sowing options available. We'll start with the WhatsApp numbers that will help you to quickly get in touch with the broader team behind the scenes that can assist you via WhatsApp to get the correct details for you to sow your seed. Now, please share this broadcast. Share this broadcast. And don't go anywhere, because we have a message that we received from the prophet this morning, this Monday morning, that we must share with you on this broadcast. So don't go anywhere. Stick to this live so that we can address that issue on this live session. Pastor Chikwini?
We have the WhatsApp numbers right on the screen right now as I'm speaking to you. And we also have the EcoCash Biller code if you are in Zimbabwe or where you have access to EcoCash and direct deposit. We have Stanbic Bank Zimbabwe. And if you would want to use your Visa or MasterCard, then you can go directly to our website, the UFIC website. And you'll get the details and instructions on how you can forward your partnership or payment or that seed that will change your story.
Indeed, from then on, we've got the Stanbic Bank details. If you're in Zimbabwe, you can use the Zipit or RTGS Stanbic details. Alternatively, you can go ahead and use PayNow. The link on the website is ufiministries.org/give. This particular moment here is designed just for you to get all the necessary details that you need to be able to sow your seed. So don't hesitate to take this opportunity to ask us any question pertaining to how to go about this sowing season. Apart from that, you can go ahead and use your PayPal, and the email is partner@ufiministries.org. That's for PayPal. But we'll ask that the WhatsApp numbers be flighted once more on the screen so that you can have an opportunity to take them down. But I will say the numbers here. The number for WhatsApp for you to get in touch with the support center that's behind the scenes tonight. The number is, the first number is +263 784 604 385. The number's on the screen right now. If you can, take a screenshot of the number, load it into your phone, and communicate with the team behind the scenes. The other number is +263 731 925 419. please make exceptional use of these two WhatsApp numbers. They'll help you to get in touch with the team behind the scenes. But we will be addressing your questions directly in the comment section.
We have Skanyiso Ndlovu. You're highlighting that you need the EcoCash code again on the screen. Please, guys, the team behind the scenes, can we have the EcoCash code on the screen? We'll be having it shortly. It's always important that you highlight your mode of payment, and we understand how you are supposed to go about it, and we need to inform you how you go about it, because this is the blessing season.
That's right. And yesterday, during the broadcast, we noted a comment, one or two comments that came from the United Kingdom, asking that we provide them with banking details because they were one or two challenges. Please do outline your challenges in the comment section for us to quickly be able to address them. Or alternatively, you can go to the WhatsApp number. But for those in the United Kingdom, feel free to use the Barclays banking details from the UK. Those details should be floating on the screen right now. Barclays Bank, the United Kingdom banking details are showing on your screen right now. Take a quick screenshot and utilize those details. The United Kingdom people, we love you and we desire so much that you be a part of what God is doing. You are not hindered from engaging and creating your connection to the blessed prophet of God in this season of the blessing.
And like what Pastor Korambe has just said, it's important, the details that you need, the mode of payment that you want, please take a quick screenshot if you're watching on your mobile phone and make sure you get everything correct. This is the blessing season. It's your opportunity to be blessed. It's your time to change your story.
Now, if you're just joining us, we've got quite a few more people than we had last time. Pastor Chikuni and I tonight will be with you. We've got an assignment divided into two parts. The first part is to give you specific instructions and to guide you through the sowing process in this season of blessing. Remember, the prophet said we have a time span of 5 days from today, Monday, up to Friday. But if we are late, we can stretch it to seven days. But the most sensitive time is these 5 days that we've entered into. Now, the second part of our assignment is comments were coming from you on different social media platforms, also through to the emails and physically to our offices. And you were asking and saying, we need, if we can get the prophet to hear this plea that we have concerning this moment of giving. So what we did is we bacon the prophet, we offer an opportunity to meet him at his offices this morning. And we got the grace to do that. We met him and we forwarded your comments, the emails that had come in up to this time, overwhelmingly so. So many emails and communications. And people are asking that we need the prophet to address a particular pertinent issue. And the prophet gave us a response, and we'll be addressing that response in a few minutes. So don't go anywhere. Stick to this broadcast. Share to as many people as you can. Let them know that we are giving instructions towards how you can sow. And number two, we are giving you a special message from the prophet tonight. Who else do we have, Pastor Charles?
We have a message from Gideon Simwanza, who is also asking for the FNB account. Please, the team, let's assist this individual and make sure that they get their opportunity to sow a seed. The FNB account will be showing just now on your screen. It's important. It's important. Pastor Korambe, you've just highlighted something very important that we must understand that this is a once-in-a-life opportunity, and we are happy, we are glad that it is not just us who realize this, but many of you that were watching yesterday. And you highlighted the importance, the significance of this opportunity coming direct from the voice of our Father, Prophet Emmanuel Makandiwa. And the numbers, the comments that were coming in, the communication that we got, seemed to highlight the need for the voice to consider the hearts of the individuals that were concerned.
Yes,
that is basically all of us. And probably have something for us.
Yes,
create an opportunity. I don't know what it is, but create that opportunity that enables us to give the best that we can.
Yes.
And that's what we did this morning. Indeed. We got that opportunity and we are just praying. We're just hoping. But as for now, we need to obey the instruction that the voice has given to us. Yes. We need to understand who it is that has given us this instruction.
Mm-hmm.
It's the prophet of our time.
Mm.
The man that has the light above him. Mm. The man that is directed by the light.
Mm.
The man whom when he speaks,
yes,
everybody else keeps quiet.
Yes.
The man that God has decided to deposit his word.
That's right.
And give us life. That's the man that God has decided,
that's right,
to trust us with.
Mm.
Or to trust. He was given that grace to have us in his life and to give us that God-ordained destiny that we deserve.
Yeah.
And this is an opportunity for us to move to that life.
And there's so much appreciation coming through, Pastor Julie. Shay Shay Cho is saying, I love giving.
Wow.
So
wow.
Many people are saying, thank you so much for this opportunity to give from the prophet from yesterday. And we are so excited. We are particularly excited that this opportunity has been opened to us. But there are a few complexities about this opportunity that we need to explain in the coming few moments. Now we have Latonya Robbie Hill saying, PayPal information, please. Team, if we can have the PayPal information flighted so that we can have Latonya and all the other individuals needing these details getting assisted. Tendai Shoko is asking, will the office be opened on Sunday for us to sow? Most definitely. The offices will be open. If you are in Harare, Zimbabwe, and you're able to make your way to the offices, they will be opened on Sunday. If you want to sow in cash, because we have Tendai Takabarasha also asking,
how do we seed in cash? If you are in Harare, then the offices are open, 2115 Avenue, Harare. But if you are not in Harare, please contact our team or do a direct bank deposit on the banking details that have been provided on the screen. Please, it is important to take the correct banking details. So please take a screenshot right now or please communicate with our guys and they will be able to give you information based on where you are. Based on where you are. This is individually specific instructions. So please make it a point. Get the correct details. Because this is a once in a lifetime opportunity.
That's right. Sabacha is asking, can I ask, is this also the tithes accounts? These particular accounts are directed towards this particular seed. If you'd like the tithing accounts, please contact the WhatsApp details and they'll give you more information. We have another comment that's coming through here, just a moment. And they're saying, please highlight the Barclays UK account details. It is obscured on the screen. Pastor Chikuni, could you give us the Barclays UK account for us?
Let me just get that clearly so that at least we understand exactly what we're talking about here.
Or what you can do alternatively is go to the WhatsApp number and just ask them for the UK banking details and they'll send them straight to you.
Right.
But in the meantime, Pastor Chikuni will assist.
Right. It's United Kingdom banking details. The bank, Barclays Bank PLC. Account name, United Family International Church UK. The short code is 20-63-28. Let me repeat that. 20-63-28. The account number, that's very important. The account number is 539-33105. Let me repeat that. 539-33105. The SWIFT code or SWIFT BIC is BUK BG B22 or 22. Let me repeat that. BUK BG B22. And the IBAN is GB5 3 BUK B 2063-285-393-3105. Let me repeat that. GB53BUKB2063-285-393-3105. 3105. Or alternatively, that screenshot once again. If you're watching on a TV, you can use your phone, zoom in, and get the correct banking details. And please do not confuse the account number with the SWIFT code. That's very important. We don't want your funds hanging somewhere, and you don't get that opportunity to sow within the specified time. It's very important to make sure that you have the correct banking details.
That's right. Let's get to two more questions before we get to the second part of the program tonight. Western Union. If you'd like to use Western Union, we understand that particular regions can only use Western Union, or Western Union is more preferred where you are because of the charges. Now, if you'd like to use Western Union, please use the WhatsApp details on the screen. This broadcast will be left on the Prophet's Facebook page, so you can go back after this broadcast and take a screenshot again of the WhatsApp number so that you can contact them and liaise with the team behind the scenes for Western Union. Someone was also asking, do we have a minimum amount, Pastor Chumi? Why focus on minimum?
Let's focus on the maximum. It's important to understand, number one, how God has blessed you and the magnitude of the blessing that you're expecting from God. And who it is that you are sowing or giving into. You must understand that we are talking about Prophet Emmanuel Makandiwe, the only man that was given the coronavirus prophecy by God.
Right.
The only man that I believe had that grace for the season. That dark cloud that took some of us from society.
Yeah.
But he was able to preserve your life to be watching us tonight.
Yeah.
And giving you this opportunity now to give and to sow into his life.
Yeah.
And various other projects that he highlighted.
Yeah.
It's important. It's important.
Yes.
For you to understand whose life it is that you're sowing into.
Yes.
And how much or where God will be able to take you. You must understand the nature of the blessing that this man carries.
Yes. Yes. Oof. So we're not talking about minimum, sir. Madam, we are not talking about minimum. We are connecting to a blessing that will create us and make us into outstanding beings.
Munashe Praise 7 says, we are excited to sow on fertile soil.
This indeed is fertile soil. Exceptionally fertile soil. Now, one more banking detail before we get into the second part of this broadcast. The International Transfer USD Banking Account. The standard bank account. Now, if you're in a region where we have not mentioned a banking option that is suitable for you or a sewing option that is suitable for you, please use the Standard Bank International Transfer Account. It should be flashing on your screen right now. So if you can't use any of the methods that we've mentioned, please use this particular Standard Bank account. From there, you can make your transfer directly into the ministry's international account. We trust that we've covered as many questions as we can, Pastor Chikuni, up to this point. Now, yesterday after the service, now we're getting to the second part of the broadcast, Pastor Chikuni. Yesterday, after the prophet of God gave us this divine instruction to sow this particular seed. Now, we've never at any point heard such a candid message, so strong and so direct on the importance and necessity to create a connection via a seed to the prophet of God. This is not to any other individual. This is not to an organization. This is a seed directed to connecting yourself for a blessing to the prophet of God. And so after the service, the biggest concern that was coming through from you, through your messages on social media and through your emails, you're saying, prophet of God, 1 week is not enough. Measuring by the depth of the word, the extent to which the prophet went in depth, without using symbolisms or hidden figures, he went and he expounded on the importance of sowing in order to connect yourself to a blessing. There's no other way. We read about Job, the extensiveness of his giftedness and the expression of his spirit by attaching himself to the blessing of a dying man. And through the exposition by the man of God, we understood what that dying man was. And so you were crying and saying, prophet of God, and that was our desire, even there. The time is not enough, prophet. 7 days. Can 7 days surely be enough? In fact, he had said 5, and he stretched it to 7 to give an allowance. But even then, people were saying, we've had opportunities to give, but we can feel the intensity because of our sensitivity in the spirit. You can feel the intensity and the difference that this opportunity to give has afforded us. And they're saying, without the prophet even giving us an opportunity to give, we've given more. But because of the time constraints, we need more time. If we can get even an extension into halfway through the month, or even if we can get an entire month, can the prophet please allow us to have more time to build our seed to the level of the word that we received? And so we got an opportunity this morning. We went to our Father. We presented our case, and we begged the prophet, and we said, Father, help us. This is our plea. A week is a very short amount of time. We can scramble what we can scramble, but if we were just to be given an extension of grace so that we can build our seed, we can bring something more honorable, something that can match up to your personage in the sowing season. And so when we presented that, the prophet did not say anything. He did not give us a response. He did not let us know if we were going to get an extension or if we had been heard. But he did say that, well, I've heard what you have to say, but let the people know that we'll see each other on Sunday for a special announcement.
It wasn't, I wouldn't want to say it wasn't a good experience, but it wasn't a good experience in a way.
Yeah.
Why? Because remember, even during the Sunday service, when we asked for an opportunity to sow into his life after the ministration, after the word, in dimensions or levels of revelation that we had never heard before, he seemed not to want to give us that opportunity. And if you listened carefully, you will realize that he seemed to know how we are going to respond.
Yeah.
And I had to ask again. And he gave us that opportunity. And remember, a couple of weeks ago, as he was ministering, he said, the depth of the information given may not necessarily be determined by the one ministering, but by the level of response.
Mm.
Our understanding of who it is that we are giving to, whose life we are sowing into.
Yeah.
We may say whatever, but it reflects with the nature of the seeds that we sow.
That's right.
Our appreciation of what God has done in our lives through him is seen or reflected by how we respond to this opportunity.
Yeah.
Some were saying in the comments, we have given bigger seeds to either institutions, to opportunities that were not even at this level.
That's right.
And one thing really came into my mind after seeing those comments, that it seems we have matured enough.
Right.
Let me use that term.
Yes, yes.
To understand and appreciate that there is a vision and there is the visionary. And when you give to the institution, you are seeking a blessing from the institution, from the blesser or the visionary via the institution. Mm. It's a different blessing altogether.
Mm.
But when you get an opportunity to sow into the life of the visionary, the owner of the vision, then you get a blessing from the visionary.
Mm.
And that's a different ballgame altogether. We have the prophet in our time, in our season. And that's our father, Prophet Emmanuel Makadiwa, who has denied us an opportunity to sow directly into his life. Let me repeat that. To sow directly into his life.
Now you see where we can sort of misinterpret what he said is, you know, it was interesting. The prophet last week, he took us through a scripture where Jesus said to the lawyer, "How readest thou?" And the importance of being able to read correctly means that we rightly interpret the voice of God when a message is delivered. At the end of the service, the prophet spoke concerning a project, the Life Haven Sanctuary, and the marvelous work that they want to do there. Many of us have benefited greatly from going to the Life Haven and having an opportunity to meet the prophet there. And imagine transporting that place to the prayer mountain and having it fixed up and infrastructure built there so that you can come and enjoy the presence of God and be ministered to by the prophet without paying for the amenities that you'll use at that place. Think about it. The maintenance and the upkeep of the place, you won't have to contribute. The food that you eat, you're not contributing. The bills that have to be paid, you're not contributing towards that. But at the end of the day, when we look at investing in such a place, should we really then invest in a place that is inferior to the man who's given us the opportunity to go to that place? And we can say the Life Haven is a place. We can say that in terms easy for certain individuals to understand. But we are spiritual people. We understand that the Life Haven is not a geographical location on earth. The Life Haven is an individual. And that individual is a prophet. The prophet of our time, Prophet Emmanuel Makadiwa. So should we really be encouraged to invest in a place that we are going to benefit from indirectly? The prophet said something powerful. And here's the thing about conditions to prophecies. They almost come in an undertone fashion, almost hidden. He said, be careful not to sow a seed and you end up being the person who enjoys your seed. So if we are to say we are using these 5 days, we're using these 7 days to sow towards the Life Haven project, we're going to go there for free. We're going to be ministered there. Go there for free in the sense that you won't be paying for the food that you're going to be eating. All the amenities are going to be handled without you participating in ensuring that the upkeep of that place is done excellently. And so it's like you sow a seed towards a building project and you're enjoying the building facility. You sow into buying chairs in a church and you're enjoying sitting on the chair. But is that how we connect to the blessing of the man? Because the man is greater than the infrastructure. He's greater. So we must not be encouraged to sow into something inferior. So in our focus to sow, I don't know, let us know in the comment section. We are taking our liberties here as sons of the prophets. And these are sentiments that we got from you. This is thoughts that we share from a very spiritual level. That even as we are sowing into this, must that be the direction of our seed if we end up benefiting from that seed directly? Then in which way have we sown to our Father?
Pastor Kwaramba, that's a very, very important point. In the sense that we must understand who it is that we seek to be with in as far as the presence is concerned.
Right.
By going to Life Haven. It is the voice of our Father. we all seek to be in our Father's presence. Very good. The project in Chinoy, getting an opportunity to get into His presence,
yes,
for free. That's our Father.
Yes.
If God has trusted,
yes,
Him with us, who are we to question,
yeah,
the instructions that He gives to us? But it is very important,
yeah,
to mature and come to that point where you seek to understand the man.
Yes.
Because sometimes He says things even without saying them. That's our Father. The wisdom in our Father goes beyond what we can ever imagine.
Yeah.
We must be very careful, because only a couple of days ago He was ministering and He said a very profound statement that a secret may be revealed. A secret may be revealed, but it may remain hidden.
Yes. If it is not understood.
If it is not understood.
By the recipient of that secret.
And the voice is coming here and is giving us an opportunity.
Mm.
I saw a comment here when that was saying, how then do we sow into that particular project? Some of the comments that were coming through,
yeah,
and I believe those were very important as well, we're highlighting that we need to come to a point where we understand and appreciate that our Father as an individual is our project.
Yeah.
The Chinoy project is also a project in its own sense. But who are we to contradict our Father?
Mm.
It is just a cry from the hearts of concerned children.
The prophet said, he said, pastors, some people and you have sown, and you sowed last time, but what were you sowing into?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Referring to the seeding that we did a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
He said, what were you sowing into? But mm-hmm. this time, what are you sowing into? You're not sowing into a project. We're not sowing into infrastructure. You know what? If God has trusted us into the hands of the prophet, who are we not to trust the magnitude of our seeds into His hands? We are sowing direct seeds. Now, we don't know. We are saying this from a place of great desire, of a place of understanding these matters,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and the spiritual implication. But we know we are sowing, but it's up to the prophet to then decide what he is going to do
exactly
with the seeds that we have sown.
But
we are appealing to you, our sons, to you, our brothers and sisters, the sons of the prophets and the daughters of the prophets, to consider this matter that we are bringing to you tonight.
Mm-hmm. You know, Pastor Koramba, during the teaching,
yeah,
on sowing or giving, our Father highlighted that sometimes even as we give to institutions, for example, when we contribute towards the PA system, are we really contributing for the blessing, or we are contributing for ourselves?
Mm.
We need to be able to understand that we need to chase that blessing that comes from the man, that comes from the visionary, that comes from that man in whom God has deposited our destinies,
mm,
in whom God has deposited our blessing, and not follow through like we do with the PA system, like we do with every other form of infrastructure,
yeah,
that we contribute towards.
Mm.
And it's very important to understand the differences in blessing when we give to the man and when we give to the institution.
Yes.
It's very important, because
yes,
we might think we are sowing into his life, into the kingdom, in a certain fashion, and expect a blessing from the blesser that we have not blessed, that we have not sown into,
mm,
and we expect the blessing from him. It's a different ballgame altogether.
Mm.
So the sentiment was aired. We highlighted that. And
indeed,
we went to our Father with all the comments, and we're just praying.
Yeah. And we understand that a great number of you have taken the step forward to sow. We understand that you'll be sowing. Some until Friday, some will push it for the next 7 days all the way up to Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you've heard the message that we've brought to you. You've heard the weight and the severity of this matter. We've sown before in the past. We sowed a few months ago. But what were we sowing into? But this time around, the question is not what, the question is who. If I were you, I would revise what I've already sent. If I were you, I'd look around me. The Lord said to Moses, what do you have in your hand? And he had a rod. Sometimes you look around you and you may think you are not able to sow. But have you really looked? Because this is a blessing with eternal, immortal value. A blessing that exceeds existences and lifetimes. Is what you've sown equivalent to the man to whom we are sowing to connect to the blessing of the prophet, Prophet Emmanuel Makandiwa? That's food for us to think about. But this broadcast tonight will remain available online on Prophet Emmanuel Makandiwa's Facebook page. Please do revisit if you need the banking details. But we implore you, child of God, we've sown before. We've sown into things. This time around, we are sowing into the prophet, the man. What will you give?
To what? To whom are you giving? What will you give?
We'll close the program here tonight. We'll continue to get your comments. Please do, if you're watching this as a rebroadcast, please go ahead and continue to send your messages. But until we meet again, shortly, later this week, Shalom.